Good morning. It's Thursday, June 18th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a key national security appointment has hit a sudden roadblock. President Donald Trump postponed the Senate confirmation hearing of his nominee for Director of National Intelligence, Jay Clayton, just hours before it was set to begin. Trump said he was frustrated that Congress had failed to renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, and wants lawmakers to tie it to the Save America Act, a controversial voting measure. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton called the delay regrettable, while Democratic Vice Chair Mark Warner accused Trump of turning national security into a political bargaining chip. The move leaves Acting Intelligence Chief Bill Pult in place for now, while lawmakers await a new date for Clayton's hearing. Another news. A tragic accident in New York City is renewing debate over horse-drawn carriages. An 18-year-old tourist from India died after falling from a horse-drawn carriage in Central Park. Police say the driver stepped away to take a photograph of the group when the horse suddenly bolted, collided with another carriage, and overturned. The teenager suffered critical injuries and later died in hospital, while three other passengers escaped without serious harm. Transport workers' union officials said drivers should never leave horses unattended and called for a full investigation. The incident comes just days after a carriage horse died in the park, adding momentum to efforts by local lawmakers and activists seeking to phase out the carriage industry altogether. Around the world, a major diplomatic breakthrough may reshape the Middle East. The presidents of the United States and Iran have signed an initial agreement aimed at ending months of conflict between the two countries. Signed during the G7 summit in France, the deal includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz, easing sanctions on Iran, and launching a framework for future negotiations on Tehran's nuclear program. President Donald Trump said the agreement could prevent a global economic crisis, while Iranian officials stressed they remain deeply cautious about Washington's intentions. Oil prices fell after the announcement, though uncertainty remains over long-term energy supplies and regional stability. Negotiators now have up to 60 days to work toward a final and more detailed peace settlement. Another news. Two leaders with a complicated relationship are looking for common ground. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met on the sidelines of the G7 summit as both countries work toward a broader trade agreement. Energy security was high on the agenda, with India heavily affected by disruptions linked to the Iran conflict and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Modi told world leaders that the global challenge is not a lack of resources, but a lack of trust. The meeting marked a noticeably warmer tone after previous disagreements over tariffs, immigration policies, Kashmir, and Trump's comments about India-Pakistan relations. Officials from both countries are expected to continue trade negotiations in New Delhi next week. Another news. The guns may be quieter, but the fighting has not completely stopped. Israeli forces carried out new airstrikes and drone attacks across southern Lebanon on Wednesday, despite a broader Middle East peace agreement intended to reduce hostilities. Lebanese state media reported strikes near Nabatia, Kfar Tebnit, and Ansaria, while security sources said Hezbollah also launched drone attacks against Israeli positions. The recent reduction in violence has allowed some displaced families to return home, but many remain hesitant amid continuing military activity. Local officials say entire communities are still devastated by months of conflict. As residents bury loved ones and assess the damage, hopes for lasting peace remain fragile and dependent on developments in the days ahead. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.